the Art and Industry of Business and Living podcast, discussing conscious choices around business, money, life and living, and creating a greater future for you and the planet. Hey everyone, welcome to the Art and Industry of Business and Living. And you are with, of course, myself, Simone Melissas, and I am at Castel Borgonni in Italy, and it's absolutely friggin' beautiful. And I have one of my very favorite people in the world, the founder of Access Consciousness, Mr. Gary Douglas. Welcome.
Welcome. How are you? And I'm coughing because I want to pretend I have the coronavirus. Oh.
And I also have Mr. David Kubis, or Dr. David Kubis, I should refer to him as, in the room.
I'm not sure
if he's going to be a spectator or a part of this, but we'll see how it goes.
Let's see if I'm invited.
You're invited, but if you're invited, if you play, you've got to come and sit a little bit closer because people have to be able to hear you. So I want to talk to you, Gary, today about my new favorite topic at the moment, on action and reaction. So we've been talking a little bit about this in Access classes. Can you give a description of like when people do reaction and then when they, and versus taking an action and the difference
of what
that creates?
Well, the difficulty is this. Most of the world prepares for the reaction they're going to have to deal with. Yeah, it's like you with your mother. You know, you always know she's going to do certain things. So you're always trying to prepare for the reaction you're going to have with your mother, not choose something different.
Right.
But you stop... You started changing that when I said, why don't you take your mother out for lunch? And it's like you took her out to lunch. And I said, take her to someplace really expensive that she doesn't think she can afford. And you did that, and then she didn't know what to do with you. She didn't know how to devalue you to make you react. Because most people are looking for how they create reaction. And it's like in relationships, almost every kind of relationship, it's like your reaction equals whether you like me or not. If you like me, you will react this way. If you don't like me, you'll react this way. And it's like those are all points of view that we take and the people function from as though that's the way you have to create your life. Not as though you're creating your life, but as though you're living it according to the needs, wants, requires, and desires of others.
So let's look at the relationship side then.
Okay.
It's like, so... What you're saying is when people are in a relationship, and not, I'm not just talking someone that you're deciding to shag or you want to shag, anyone that you're in a relationship with, then you're continuously, before you choose something, you are looking for how someone is going to react to it or what reaction that you desire for them
so
to
choose.
So you
can avoid the reaction. Try to get the reaction you want.
That you've decided is right.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's going to work for you.
All right. So... I can guarantee you, if you're listening to this, this is pretty much the way you've been functioning. So what I'd like to do is, can we talk about what's another way to look at this?
Action is when you start asking a question. The moment you go to question, okay, so what could I choose here? What do I really want to create here? Because one of the things I noticed is that most people have no idea what they really want to create. And I was talking to a guy this morning, and I said to him, so what commitment have you made to this woman that you're not acknowledging? And he goes, wow, I have no idea. I said, yeah, you don't have any idea because you've made a commitment without any clarity about what you're committing to. But you've committed to this lady, and even though everything keeps pointing to it's not going to work out the way you want it to, you keep assuming that somehow that will work because you made a commitment. You got to be willing to look at your commitment and go, what am I doing? And he's always looking for how to get her to react to something in a certain way, thinking that way he can control things.
I was just about to say that. So how much do we
control?
Yeah, the reaction so that we
do reaction to control. And you try to control reactions so that you get things a certain way. You know, like with your family, it's like you know that they're going to be upset about X, Y, or Z.
Mm-hmm.
So you try to bypass that in some way by, you know, talking or asking or, you know, doing something.
Rather than just actually being in allowance of them being upset.
Yeah. You know, it's like, and the thing that's really interesting is when you have no point of view about whether somebody is going to get upset, they seldom do.
Wow.
When you have a point of view, they might get upset, then you will always create a reaction that allows them to get upset.
And what I've noticed, like if I think of a few people in my life right now, I will not choose something based on knowing that they will react.
Yeah.
But you never do that.
No.
You'll always choose. But hang on, what's the difference between that and then also speaking to where someone can hear?
Well, the thing is, speaking to what someone can hear is one thing. Acting to try and get their reaction diminished or diluted doesn't work.
When we want them to do something the way we think they should, this is when we are creating a...
You're creating a reaction.
Well,
you're looking
we have,
to create a particular reaction that you think will make them choose what you want them to choose.
So we also came to the conclusion what they should do.
Yes.
Yeah. I had a conversation with Gary a while ago, and I was having a conversation with a staff member coming up, and I said, so this is what I'm looking at, you know, talking about and blah, blah, blah. And this is, and he said, well, I said, do you think that'll work? And he said, well, it will create what you've decided is what you want it to look like. And I was like, damn, fuck. He's like, he's right. I went, all right, so what else? And he said, go in with a question. Go in with a question with no point of view and ask truth in your head, do you actually really want to do this job? And the conversation that came from it was something that I could not have expected, and I couldn't have worked out what that was going to be. I didn't have my ammunition, or I didn't have my, you know, my setup of like, okay, I'm going to do, you did A, I'm going to do this. I mean, you did this, I'm going to do this. It was a really different conversation. So I learned a lot from that, and thank you.
I have another question, because you once told me that when you create as you play chess, being always eight moves ahead or having those eight moves ahead. So how does that go along with having
those? The thing is, it's like you look for the reaction. I don't look for the reaction. I look for the action that's going to create an action.
Okay,
so
can you
give us some examples?
Can you give us some examples?
So with, you know, with my son, okay, the one thing I know about him is he will always look to how he can create a reaction in me. So he will say or do anything that will create a reaction.
And what does he think that the reaction is going to create?
He doesn't care. He just wants to create a reaction.
So like a shock?
Yeah. He loves shocking people, and he's always shocking people with what he does. And it's like being a shocker, being a person that's, you know, pushing the edge all the time, pushing the envelope. It's like for him, that is what he considers normal and good.
So is that what he considers engagement?
Yes. That's what he considers being involved in people's lives. Reaction means you're involved with one another. So as long as he gets a reaction from somebody, he knows they're involved with him. We used to go out to lunch, and he would say the crudest things to the waitresses. You know, tell them it's like, hey, I have a big dick. You want to see it? Anything, you know, to get it. And I go, you know what? I hate going out to lunch with you. You're so fucking crude and rude. It's just obnoxious. Please don't ask me to go out to lunch with you again.
So people look for...
But that's where I took the action. Please don't ask me to go out to lunch with you again.
That was the action. Because my next question was, how do you deal with these people who constantly poke you and know that they intentionally create a situation where you normally would react? So how do you...
Well, why? You know, all you got to do is choose action instead of reaction. You're more interested in reaction than you are in action.
Because that you think that that's the engagement, you think that people are communicating,
yes.
I hate that word, but communicating with you, etc. Rather than, so tell me what it's like for someone to walk upon this earth doing business, money, relationships, all of it, and just functioning from action.
Well, I just, you know, it's like somebody offered me a, you know, set of sterling today for $2,000. I said, I'll give you $1,500. They didn't say yes. They didn't say no. They said, I'll think about it. Do I need it? No.
No.
Do I want it?
You definitely don't need another set of silver, but you wouldn't say
no.
No,
like, I wouldn't say no to it. You know, and it's like, and it's like there, it was a saddle for sale. Was it this estate sale? And I said, find out how much it is. And they want $900, and you can buy a brand new one for $1,500. I went, no, that's just too much. Tell them if they'll take, you know, $450, I'll buy it.
Right.
And they said, okay, fine. And it's like, they weren't insulted by my offering $450. But if I had thought they were going to be insulted by it, then I would have offered $750 or $650 or something like that to not insult them so much.
So that's actually functioning from your awareness, though.
Yes. But it's also functioning from what my choice is. What do I really want here? Do I need this? No. Do I have to have it? No. What would I like to create? I'd like to have it, but it's like it's fine if I don't get it.
Mm.
Nothing is imperative to me. like when you have a client that you don't want to insult by telling them somebody's taking advantage of them.
Yes, tell me more.
Because you want to keep the peace with them. It's like you're not actually choosing. You're reacting to the reaction you think they're going to have because you're going to get a reaction out of them by telling them this. What if they know? You're assuming they don't know. What if they know and they don't care?
It's a much bigger space to function.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's so it's actually, you have no point. You know what you want, but you have no point of view.
But I have no point of view. And if I get it, fine. And if I don't get it, fine.
So,
I don't have to have anything. It's when you think you have to have something, like you have to have a relationship with this client, and you think you have to have a relationship, then you will bend, staple, fold, and mutilate you and take no choice and no action so that you avoid a reaction.
Okay, so any time that you've decided something is a necessity in your life is where you're functioning from...
You're dead fucking meat.
Dead fucking meat, functioning from reaction rather than action. You actually stop receiving a greater possibility as your future.
Well, you eliminate receiving and you eliminate future.
Hmm. All right, so can you run a process?
So what jails are using to create the dominance of E equals MC squared to make it the necessity to function as the arbiter of conflict through reaction rather than the creator of possibility through action are you choosing? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, meons.
Wow. And we don't have an oracle.
Yeah.
But.
I can sort of remember.
All right. One more time.
So what jails are using to create the dominance of E equals MC squared to always prove that you are the arbiter of peace through reaction rather than the creator of possibility through action, are you choosing?
And everything at that is times a godzillion, right and wrong, good and bad, pop and pot, all nine, shorts, boys, meals. It was funny, I sort of went off when you read it the first time because I just glanced at my phone and found out someone was pregnant. And I was like, oh no. Okay.
Now there's
your
reaction.
Yeah, I know, interesting.
So taking action requires life and living with no point of view.
Yeah, it requires living with no point of view. You know, it's like if you have a point of view, it's like the thing is that with your client that you don't want to get into a conflict with because you think it's going to create a conflict, you're subordinating your awareness to the reaction you think you might get rather than creating a possibility with them that could make you closer.
Wow. So how many times do people actually not function from action because they'll end up being...
Because
they don't
they
want
think
to have the
they're going to lose something.
Yeah, but in fact, it's like you can have a level of communion that is not possible
connection and communion
from
that is not
reaction.
Possible from reaction. It's only possible from action.
Wow, because you're in its allowance, the vulnerability, like all those five elements of intimacy, the trust, the gratitude, the honor,
and at
all
the same
of that.
Time being willing to lose it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like no point of view. It's not being willing to lose it. You're trying to look at loss or win. Because that's your universe, you're a lawyer. You know, lawyers are always about it's a win or a lose proposition.
Yes.
It's never a create proposition with the lawyer.
What's a create proposition?
Create proposition is going from choice and possibility and...
Question, choice,
action.
Possibility. And contribution is the action.
And contribution is the action. It's like you don't know what you're going to contribute to telling somebody what they... may not know, they may know, they may not be aware of, they may be aware of. But it's like you're not going to make things any worse. Because right now, you're like, you're functioning from, I don't want to lose this client because I like them. It's like, do you like them enough to make their life better? Or do you only like them enough to live, to let them live in reaction to what's being done to them?
So it's time to take some action.
You need to speak louder.
So
if
it's
you're
time to take some action here.
My action is you need to speak louder, please.
Good.
People want to hear you. So let's talk about money and reaction and action.
Well, it's like money is usually a reaction. I don't have any money as a reaction.
Or I have enough money to pay the bills. Or
Yeah, but it's like all of those are reactions. Mm. Okay, it's like when I don't have enough money to do it, I go, okay, how can I do this? I always go to the question. The action is, what can I do different to create this?
So you always go, I need more money.
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
More money. Tell me how I can get more money.
Yeah,
show me how I can get more money.
Through David, Simone, Chris,
Yeah, it's like, well, I'll go, okay, I need to talk to David. I need to talk to Simone. I need to talk to Chris.
But that's what you do. That's the action you take.
That's the action I take. I look to the person who I can turn to that by the action of asking can help me achieve what I desire.
But you're willing to ask people for
help
as well.
I'm willing to ask people for help. You know,
this
I'm not willing to live in a reactionary position of, there's nobody will help me.
So a reactionary position too is I can do it all on my own.
Yes,
I don't have to receive.
I can receive, but I will not receive unless it's this way. You know, it was like the kid we were talking to a little bit ago who wants to have money. I said, how do you like cunnilingus? He said, I don't like to do that. I said, well, you're going to have a hard time making money then.
Tell me more.
You need to be good at cunnilingus because the person has to be willing to have the action of receiving as part of their reality if you're going to do cunnilingus.
I get what you're saying.
You know,
and
I
get the...
Yeah, it's like in the advanced body class, there was a lady who I had told her to go home and give her husband a blowjob if she wanted to come do more access classes. And she did, and now he's involved in access too.
Yeah, I know.
You know, and she says, I'm happier, I have more money, my life is expanding. It's like, I just had to listen to you that one time.
So can you talk about the action of, I want to say, like, sex, copulation, and with receiving?
Well, the thing is that sex or no sex is your level of receiving.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like, it's the same vibration as receiving, but it's a lower harmonic of it. It's the physical reality, the actualization of it is through sex. And it's like, if you don't get that there's a different possibility, it's like people react to, I don't want to do that. You know, it's not good enough.
So when people react and say, I don't want to do that, it's not good enough, etc. It's like, what's the other way of looking at this with the action?
My point of view, goodbye.
Right.
That's an action.
Right.
You know, because it's like if they're not willing to do that, you know, it's like if somebody's willing to have sex with you, but they're not willing to, you know, they're willing to do things to you, but they're not willing to let you do the same thing to them, then why bother to have sex with them?
Mm.
It's not a communion, it's not a connection,
it's not a gifting and receiving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you're supposed to be in reaction to what they're willing to have. And you're supposed to deliver what they're willing to have and what they're not willing to have as though that's a relationship.
And in business?
In business, same thing.
Mm.
You know, it's like we had these people in Costa Rica who wanted $450,000 a month, and I told David, I said, tell them we can do $200,000 a month. They wanted to agree, but they wanted to negotiate and get a bigger amount. So they said to David, how about $250,000? And it's like, David said, yes. I would have said no.
Because so tell me more about that with reaction.
Because
you were taking reaction.
He's afraid they're going to react and be upset with him. He wants them to be happy with him.
So most people do create something to do a reaction in someone else that they're either going to be pissed or happy.
Yeah. And it's like nobody's pissed and nobody's happy. People just choose.
So making someone happy and making someone pissed is actually the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like positive
it's
and negative
choice.
Judgment.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's positive or negative judgment.
So the desire to create.
You're looking for a positive judgment most of the time.
I did.
Not a negative.
I learned my lesson. Well.
Someone who's just a complete asshole is always looking for the negative.
Yes. And people who are looking for you giving in, like David did, are looking for how they can find another place where they can do that. What's that stuff called?
Reaction.
Reaction. Get another reaction out of you in order to get you to give them what they want.
And then they are in control.
And then they are in control.
And
that's
you are
all
the
they
one.
Want them.
Wow. So people are constantly doing the reaction to get control. But in truth, what you're actually doing is giving everyone else control. And if you took action in every moment of every day,
no one would have control. Except you.
You and you'd have awareness.
Yes, and you'd have the awareness of what was going to work and what wasn't going to work.
Infinite being, infinite awareness, no point of view, being in question, and you have control.
It sucks.
Control from not controlling. It's like being conscious.
So reacting to someone and trying to create harmony and trying to create peace and making other people happy always...
It's already a reaction. You're reacting to what you think they're going to have a reaction to.
And this is how you give up part of you.
Yes,
rather
always.
Than...
And you've always, and you've already limited them too.
Yeah. You've limited what they can receive, and they've limited what, you know, and you've limited what you can receive.
So I do get, though, that that's a place of the willingness to go to for everyone and everything to
yeah.
go away.
Yes. You know, it's like I talked with a kid yesterday who has been doing this business, and it's like he's so close to making millions of dollars. I said, are you willing to lose this? No. I said, well, if you're not willing to lose it, you're going to lose it. Because you're going to, they'll get you to react to something so that you give up to keep them. Don't do that.
So anything that we are not willing to lose controls us.
Yes. Because you've already decided that's more important than your awareness and your choice and your reality and your living. So it's like I talked with him about it, and I said, he said, well, it's like, I think it's just the confusion has been created because we're dealing with all their lackeys. I said, then you call up and you say, I'm not dealing with any lackeys anymore. I want to talk to him direct, or I don't do this. I'm gone. And it's like, you have come so close to setting them up to make millions of dollars. They are stupid if they let you go. You are the valuable product. He says, how can I be the valuable product? They have the product. I said, but you created the potential millions, not them. So I'm always looking for, you know, it's like, how can I get people to see their value, but also how can I, you know, create something different? We were talking with this young man here at the castle who wants to be rich.
Mm-hmm.
I said, so if you really want to be rich, you have to give up love. He says, oh, I'm not into love. Oh, yes, you are.
But then he said, love will find me.
Love will find me. I said, that's not giving up love. That's waiting for love. And that's the place where you're not, where you're at the effect of, you know, the reaction.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for a reaction from a woman to show me that she loves me. That's crazy. Take action. I said, if you have enough money, the woman's going to love you just for your money. It's fine.
Exactly.
As long as you know it.
So that's an action.
That's an action. So
yeah.
Make the money. I said, and you have to give up being Italian. I said, why? I said, because in Italian, it's all about the family, it's all about the food, and it's all about the love. Where's the money? There is no money. You know, and most people who are Italian always try to somehow negate or degrade the money they have.
Which is interesting because historically, Italians actually created so much
yes,
in the world.
They create, you know, it's like they
yes.
were the beginners of a whole lot of the world.
So when did they
Without
stop?
Them,
like,
there
what
would be
was
no gay men.
Because they took action to create
yes,
something
they
greater.
They took action. But it's like the thing is, Romulus and Remus took action. They sucked on the tit of a wolf.
Right.
To live and survive. They were the creators of Rome.
Right.
You know, and it's like they knew if you take action, you suck on whatever tit you can get a hold of
but
in
then
order
they,
to make things work.
But then they stopped. Like
when did Romans and Remus stop?
No, Italians stopped. Italians
yeah,
stopped
but they
creating.
Stopped with Mussolini.
Right.
Mussolini took all the art away.
So then the reaction to
that
is...
The reaction to
is,
that was to do nothing.
Huh. So the reaction to do nothing is... Yeah, okay. That's
yeah.
also...
It's like you have to take action. So what action can I take? And it's like with this young man, I said, you know, you got to look at it and go, what do I know that I think anybody can do? And is that something I could use to
mm-hmm.
make money? What? It's like his head is buzzing right now.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, and you could see him go away. I said, have you considered the possibility of being a model? He's a really good looking guy.
He doesn't know.
But he thinks he's ugly.
Yeah, he said the mirror tells him he's not.
The mirror tells me I'm not.
Yeah.
I said, you got to start looking at a different mirror.
Huh.
I said, and you got to start wearing better pants because those pants do not show how cute your butt is.
So your action that I see you continuously doing for the last 19 years is empowering people to know
yes.
that they know.
Yes. And I'm always trying to get them to look from a different perspective because everybody looks in the mirror of their own insanity. They don't look at what's really true.
Mm.
They look for what validates the point of view they've already taken. And that makes you live your entire life from reaction, not action.
Okay. I'm destroying and creating everywhere that I'm doing that. Right and wrong, being bad, pock and pot, all nine shorts, boys, meons. David, do you have any other questions?
I just want to say thank you for giving us this new perspective, because this unlocks
unlock you from all the places you've been stuck your whole life.
The interesting thing too, just like all access consciousness tools, is it's easy. And we always, the reaction that most of us try and do is take the hard route rather than
ease, joy, and glory. Nah, let's do pain, suffering, and glory.
Yeah, so.
Much more difficult.
And all of life comes to me with ease, joy, and glory is the action.
Yeah.
Not the reaction, which is
exactly.
The mantra of access consciousness. So thank you so much, Gary and David,
for joining us today.
And
hopefully people will get this, and remember, a question starts an action.
A question starts an action. A true question.
Yes.
Not a question that is like a statement with or why isn't this showing up,
those are not real questions.
A question that you're actually willing to perceive, know, being, receive everything that's possible.
Correct.
Infinite possibilities. So thank you for joining us here. Don't forget to go find a Joy Business Facilitator on accessjoybusiness.com and get your bars run.
Yes.
Go to a bars class. That's even better, because you actually get to run bars twice and you get to receive bars twice. You get a manual, watch a cool little video with Gary and Dane.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
The other thing is, then you can go do it on others and make money too.
Exactly. That would be an action.
That would be an action.
That would be an action. All right. Thank you so much for being here, and I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.